the God who chooses to reveal himself.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您是这样自我启示给孩子们的神。
And it's true, Lord, that if you hadn't revealed yourself, we never would know about you.
这真是，若不是你启示给我们，我们怎能认识您呢？
We would assume that you were there just because of the marvelous creation that you built.
我们如此的感恩您，有这么美好的创造在这地上。
But we never would know if you hadn't told us.
但是若不是您告诉我们，我们怎么能知道呢？
And so we thank you for the revelation of God in the Bible.
我们要谢谢您借着圣经给我们这真理的启示。
And we pray that as we study it, you will teach us about yourself.
我们也祈求您，今天下午您带着我们来教导我们。
And we thank you for the revelation in the person of Jesus Christ.
我们也谢谢您借着耶稣基督，来启示给我们真理。
So the Bible tells us about you, but Jesus Christ shows us who and what you are.
圣经，告诉我们关乎神的道理。耶稣基督把这样的道理，活出来了。
So Lord, today we've come to study the Bible and the promises that the Holy Spirit of God will help us.
当我们今天学习圣经的时候，求您的圣灵来帮助我们。
And our prayer is that you will teach us each one today.
我们的祷告是您今天教导我们在座的每一位。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Very good. Well, we have some people with us today, some newer people and others. Do you have a question that we should consider today? Any of you have a question that you would like to raise? We'll try to answer it. And if not, then we'll carry on and have a study.
那我们今天呢，因为有还是有很多的新人，然后我们还是按往常一样的，先问一下大家有没有问题啊？如果没有问题，我们再找新闻，我们自己一起来学习。我们先看一看大家有没有什么关于神和关于圣经的问题。
Anybody with a specific question today?
有没有特别的？什么样的问题都可以哈，我可以帮大家翻译。
All right, let's turn to the book of Proverbs today.
我们先看一下箴言书，今天我们翻开箴言书来看。箴言是旧约的。
We're going to consider today the book of Proverbs from Proverbs number 11.
箴言书十一章。
Which is on page 1043.
1043页，如果是这本大的蓝本的圣经。1043页，箴言书十一章。
The Bible is a wonderful book.
圣经是一本很美好的书。
It tells us all about God.
它告诉我们都关于神的真理。
And it tells us all about ourselves.
它也告诉我们关于我们的事。
Among other things, and most importantly, it tells us that we need a Savior.
所以他经常启示给我们的是告诉我们其实我们需要一个救主。
And as we mentioned this morning, the central message of the Bible is God saying, Come, I want you to come to me.
今天上午呢，我们主题的信息分享的是神说你要来到我这里来。
So the Bible tells us that we should come. It tells us how to come, but it also tells us how to live after we come.
所以圣经告诉我们为什么我们需要来，然后我们如何到主这里来，以及我们到主这里来以后怎么样在活地上的生命。
Some people say that you read the book of Psalms to learn how to relate to the Lord.
有的人说呢，当我们读诗篇的时候呢，你就会学习如何与神来相交。
And they often say you read the book of Proverbs to learn how to relate to other people.
然后呢，你读箴言的时候呢，你就会学习如何与人相交。
So the book of Proverbs is a very important book for us to study in order to learn how to live.
所以箴言是一个特别好的一部书啊，学让我们知道如何在地上生活，如何与人相处。
When I was a little boy, maybe 10 years old, I went to my father and I said, Dad, I think I should be reading my Bible every day. What should I read?
当我还是孩子的时候呢，有一次我跟我父亲说呢，我说我相信我要现在多每天读一点圣经，你觉得我读什么比较合适呢？
I thought he was going to say, you start reading in the book of John.
我猜呢，他会跟我说，那你从新约约翰福音开始读。
And John is a wonderful book to read if you want to know how to become a Christian, how to get your sins forgiven.
约翰福音是非常美的一本书啊，当你如何要了解你是个罪人，你如何得着赦免啊，这是非常好的一部书。
But the book of Proverbs is really there to tell us how we should live our daily life. What do we do today? How do we do it today?
那箴言呢？它的另外的，它是不同的角度，它告诉我们如何在地上呢过每一天的日子。
All right, so today we're going to study from Proverbs chapter 11.
我们今天可以看一点箴言十一章的内容。
The book of Proverbs is interesting in that it's wisdom.
这是一本智慧书，我们分类的时候管它叫智慧书。
And the book is almost like poetry.
就有像诗歌一样，它写作的手法是像诗歌一样。
Poetry is often very precise logic in very few words.
所以诗歌呢总是非常精确，然后在很短的话语里呢，把它表达出来。
And that especially is true of the book of Proverbs. Very precise logic, very few words.
箴言就是这样的，非常精确，非常逻辑，很短。
So the book of Proverbs is a book that you read slowly and repeatedly.
所以呢，这样的书籍呢，我们读的时候要读得很慢，然后呢，反复的读。
But it's a very difficult book to translate.
那这个呢，也是比较难的一卷书去翻译。
Because what you say succinctly in one language is often hard to say succinctly in another language.
如果你用一个语言非常简练的把一个意思表达出来呢，用另外一个语言用同样简练的再把这个意思同样表达出来，就显得很难了。
So we're just going to start studying. Long is going to have a difficult time translating, and we're going to find different translations as we go.
我们可能会看不同的一些译本哈，当我们往下走的时候。
All right. So verse 1 we can read in Chinese, then we'll read it together in English.
我们第一节谁先用中文帮我们读一下？
诡诈的天秤为耶和华所憎恶，公平的砝码为他所喜悦。
All right, it says the Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights are his delight. Very, very good. So, sometimes people have two different ways of determining how much something weighs.
那有的时候呢，人会用两个秤啊来决定这个东西到底是多重。
In the old days, you used to weigh something by putting a weight that you knew the value of on one side and the item you wanted to weigh on the other side of a scales.
那在古时候呢，我们称东西的时候都是用那个知道分量的砝码啊，就放在一边，然后呢要称的东西放在另一边，然后加减这个砝码来判断它有多重。
And you would find it often in a store where you were selling things, you would often sell it by the pound.
那比如在商店里，当你卖东西的时候呢，你就是用多少磅来算的。
So if you went to the beef shop and you wanted to buy some meat, you would pay so much a pound.
那比方说你去一个肉店，你要买一点牛肉，那你付钱了以后，你说我要买多少多少磅，就是单位告诉他。
And some people, when they were cheating, would have two different weights to determine what the pound was.
有的人呢，他为了欺骗呢，他就会用两种的砝码来决定这个到底有多重。
And so a seller would often have a pound that was less than a pound, and he would say that's a pound, so he could charge more for what he sold.
然后卖东西的人呢，他骗人的方式就是他会用个其实不到一磅的砝码呢，来放在上面说，其实这就到了一磅了。那这样的话，其实你拿到手的货物呢是不到一磅，相当于你的价格就付多了。
And of course, a buyer would bring his own weight, and the buyer would have a pound weight that weighs more than a pound, so that when he bought something, he wouldn't have to pay as much.
然后呢，反过来，如果买东西的人他带的秤呢，他那个砝码就会重一点。这样的话呢，他那个一磅呢，其实就多过一磅了。那这样的时候，这一磅多出来那部分，他就不用付钱。
All right, so that was very common in many parts of the world for a long time.
这个在地上呢，在很长的一段时间里，这是非常普遍的。
And this verse says that the Lord abhors dishonest scales. He says the pound should always be the same, always going to be a pound.
这节经文讲呢，诡诈的天平啊，就是这样不诚实的秤呢，神是很愤怒的。
So I told my friend Roy that there is a preacher that has come to Vancouver who works in Washington, D.C.
有一天呢，我跟 Roy 讲到一个传道人，他到温哥华来讲道呢，他是在华盛顿特区工作的。
And his job is to make sure that the weights and measures in the United States are precisely accurate.
他的工作是什么呢？就是确保在美国的所有的秤都是准的。
He told me that he's very happy with the American government because they want their weights and measures to be precisely accurate.
他也很高兴政府能设这么样一个工作哈，去确保所有的秤都是准的。
But he also told me that there are other countries who don't want their weights and measures to be accurate.
但不是呢，所有的地方和国家都愿意所有的秤都是准的。
But it's very important to have the right weights and measures.
但是这个非常重要啊，有一个准的、公平的秤。
So I'll tell you something else that I confirmed this morning.
那我要告诉你们其他的一些事啊，今天早晨我确认的。
Roy is an expert on how long a meter is.
Roy 是个专家，就是一米有多长，他很清楚。
Okay, he studied that when he went to university.
他在大学学的就是这个。
Okay, now God says, I want honesty in life. Everything you do has got to be honest. And if you say that's a foot long, then that's going to be a foot. But if it's a different measure, that would be dishonest. God doesn't like that.
所以这里神说呢，他喜悦公平的天平啊，那你说一英尺就是一英尺，那少了多了呢，神都不喜悦。
All right, that's God's standard. That's got to be our standard. Verse 2 is a different theme, and it says in Chinese.
第二节是又换了一个话题了。Amen. Yeah.
Okay, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. All right, now many people are very, very proud. But sooner or later, the proud people end up being disgraced.
很多人呢很骄傲，但是呢随着时间的推移，骄傲的人呢总是会碰到羞耻。
Now, one of the reasons for that would be that proud people don't usually listen very well.
有的人说，其实骄傲的人呢，听不太能听。
And if they don't listen to the counsel of others, they're going to make some bad mistakes.
如果他们不听别人的这个劝告，那总有一天他会犯特别大的错误。
But the other theme is this, that God does not like pride, and so God says, sooner or later, I'm going to bring shame to the people who are proud.
神在这里说呢，神也很厌恶骄傲，所以早早晚晚呢，他总是会让骄傲的人羞愧。
So a lot of what we're going to learn today relates to the question, what kind of a God is God?
所以今天我们要看这样的神是个什么样的神呢？
Some people say God is just like a little old man who doesn't really care anymore.
有的人说呢，神就像一个老人家，他已经不再介意这些事情了。
They would say that God is a passive God rather than an active God.
他们会认为呢，神是一个很被动的神，而不是一个很主动的神。
Some people, I think, suggest that God made the world, got it all wound up, and then decided to go and play golf.
这就像呢，一个神，他花了时间创造了万有，创造了世界，然后他转身就去打高尔夫球去了。
And basically says, well, just I don't care what's happening, and just let it go.
然后就是意思就是，那我也不在意这世上到底在发生什么，就由他去吧。
But God's not like that at all.
神不是这样的神。
God is very active.
神是非常主动的。
And God actually keeps precise records.
而且神，持守非常准确的记录啊，就是所有地上经历的他都记录。
And it isn't just that he records what is done, he rewards or responds to what is done.
所以他不但记录，他而且回应啊，而且呢给赏赐。
And so he sees a proud person and he says, I know how to correct him. And he watches the proud person go for a while and then he slaps him down. And he brings the disgrace on that person.
所以神知道该如何去处理这个骄傲的人呢？骄傲的人可能是在地上走一段，然后神就会把他拍一下，那他羞耻就会感到羞愧了。
But the next line says, "With humility comes wisdom."
然后谦逊人却有智慧。
So the proud person rushes on and does it wrong. The humble person watches, learns, and does it right. The humble person will learn and live wisdom.
所以骄傲的人呢，他在骄傲里他会得着羞愧啊，但是谦卑的人，神却带领他有智慧。
So God's people are humble people.
神的子民啊，都是谦卑的人。
The devil's people are often very proud people.
那魔鬼的跟随者都是骄傲的。
All right, now verse 3.
第三节。
And Chinese, please.
谁用中文帮我们读一下？
正直人的纯正必引导自己，奸诈人的乖僻必毁灭自己。
All right, in English, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. All right. So, the integrity, that would be people who want to do what's right. And when you want to do what's right, that very act, that very searching will guide you.
就如果你是一个正直人，你愿意想要做纯正的事呢，这样的心就会引导你。
So the Christian says, I want to do it correctly. I want to do it right.
然后基督徒会说，我要做一个对的事哈，我要做一个正确的决定。
When I was a little boy, I used to say to my mother, usually because my father was at work, I would say to my mother, what should I do?
当我是个孩子的时候呢，因为父亲在经常在上班，那我只能跟我妈妈说，问她我应该怎么做才是对的。
And she used to say to me, what do you think Jesus would want you to do?
她经常这么回答我，她说你会认为耶稣 会怎么带领你，耶稣会认为怎么做才是对的。
And so I had to think about what I had learned from the Bible, and I had to decide what it was that Jesus would want me to do. If I knew what he wanted me to do, then she said, if you do it, you'll be right.
所以呢，我这样的话呢，我就必须得回想一下那个我读过的圣经了。那我要知道，耶稣会是怎么做这件事情的，他会怎么样带领我。如果我在这个里面做了这个决定呢，我母亲都会鼓励我，那你就去做吧，你这样总是对的。
But the opposite of that would be that people who don't do what's right, they become destroyed by their duplicity. They say one thing, but they do something different.
所以奸诈的人呢，他所谓的 duplicity 就是双面啊，就是乖僻，其实就是你说一套做一套。这样的方式自然就会导致毁灭。
So the question would be, why would the unfaithful who don't do the right thing, why would they be destroyed? Why would they end up in trouble?
为什么会这样？为什么他们这不诚实、双面的方式会毁灭自己呢？
And again, two answers. If they do the wrong thing, they may very well end upgetting the natural calamity that follows.
两个回答哈，那他如果做的是不合神心意的事啊，是悖逆的事呢，他自然的结果到最后就是带来毁灭的。
But the other thing is that God is watching.
另外呢，就是神也是在看的。
And because he's watching, he says, oh, that was wrong, I must punish that. And so God actively moves to bring loss or destruction rather than blessing to the action.
那神在看的过程中呢，如果这个人的行为的确是过于糟糕，那神会主动的介入哈，那这个结果自然会，他不是来祝福，他是来审判。
Now you'll notice as we've been reading these verses that the book of Proverbs is usually statements of contrast.One line and then contrasted to that is the next line. One line, the next line. It's a statement of contrasts.
所以你会看见箴言的写作方法呢，它是一个对比式的。它总是一行是正面的，那一行是反面的，形成非常鲜明的对比。
And that, if we know that, that helps us to understand it, because we can compare one to the other, and each will bring clarity.To the statement of the other.
所以我们能够比较，彼此放在一起来比较，让我们更好的、更清楚的明白。
So verse 4 is an example of that. They all are actually.
第四节也又是一个这样的例子。
Wealth is, well, you better do it in Chinese first.
用中文读一下。
发怒的日子，资财无益，唯有公义人就能脱离死亡。
Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. All right, so here's a bad day upon a nation, and big problems arise. Is money going to get you out of the trouble?
然后这个现在国家的麻烦来了，然后这个时候在这样的日子里，钱能有帮助吗？
And very often the answer is no, the opposite is true.
很多时候答案是不啊，相反倒是真的。
If the bad guys came into Vancouver, who would they want to rob first?
比方说呢，有一群匪徒来到了温哥华，你觉得他最喜欢先抢哪些人家呢？
Would they want to rob the rich guys first or the poor guys first?
那是抢有钱人先呢，还是穷人先呢？
Okay, and so a lot of people say, if I've got money, everything's going to be fine.
有的人会说，哎呀，我只要有钱呢，一切就都好了，就顺了。
But what does God say?
那神在这里说什么呢？
He says, righteousness delivers from death.
他说，唯有公义啊，才能救人脱离死亡啊。
If you do the right thing, God says He will help you and protect you.
所以你只要做那对的事，合神心意的事呢，这是神的应许。他说他会帮助你，他会把你带出来。
Now that would never happen if God were just sitting around doing nothing. It only happens if God's got his eyes open and he's actively seeking to lead and protect his people.
这个是不可能，如果神是很被动的坐在那什么也不做，这是不可能的。神必定是非常主动非常积极的，他在看每一个人，也在每一个人的生命中带领他们，帮助他们。
Alright, so we're going to read verse 5 too.
好，我们再来读第五节。
In Chinese, please.
完全人的义必指引他的路，但恶人必因自己的恶跌倒。
Alright, the righteousness of the blameless makes a straight way for them.But the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. Okay? So, righteousness, there's an opposite here. Wickedness and righteousness. What is righteousness? The opposite of wickedness, sorry.
Yeah, 这个离两个对比很鲜明的，就是义和恶哈，这是完全两个对立的两面。
So every day, all through life's way, we have the opportunity to do what is right or what is wrong.
所以每一天我们其实都是面临这样的选择，是做对呢，还是不对的。
We have the opportunity to do what is good or what is bad.
也同样的，我们有这样的机会做好和不好的事。
We have the opportunity to do what is wise or what is foolish.
我们同样也能够做呢，什么是聪明智慧的，什么是愚蠢的。
But the righteousness of the blameless, it makes a straight path for us. So if you go the right way, you go on a straight path to where you want to go.
所以完全人的义啊，就是就义人他完全人的他所行的这个义呢，就一定会带着他走那个直路啊，就通向这个正确的永生的。
But if you don't go on the right path, you go another way, and you're not going to get to where you want to go. You'll go off here, you'll go off there, you won't get to the right end unless you go God's way the right way.
但相反，如果你不是走神指引你的路呢，你就总是会走差，你是一定到不了神要你带领你去的地方。
All right, let's try verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
Chinese.
正直人的义必拯救自己，奸诈人必陷在自己的罪孽中。
Okay, the righteousness of delivers them, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. Okay, righteousness will lead out of a problem, but doing something that's not right will lead into a bigger trap.
那正直人呢，他的义会把我们从困难中带出来，但是相反呢，那奸诈人会把自己带到罪孽中去。
All right, so through all of this now is a basic principle that we've got to learn.
所以所有这些经文我们串起来呢，我们就看到一个基础的原则，我们今天要学习的。
And the principle is stated many times in the Bible, but especially in verse 31 of this chapter.
那这个原则呢，在圣经的其他很多地方也说了，但是特别是在这一章的31节说了。
So, in Chinese, what is that verse?
31?
Yep.
看哪，义人在世尚且受报，何况恶人与罪人呢？
All right, it says in English, if the righteous receive their due on earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? All right, here's the principle. God says, you do the wrong things and you will get a rewardon the earth as well as after the earth.
神说呢，你如果做wrong things.
Yeah, that's wrong, the wrong or the right, it doesn't matter which one you do.
神说你做好事或不好的事，你在世哈，就尚且都要受报，包括你在永恒里也都会要。
If you do the right thing, you'll get the blessing. If you do the wrong thing, you'll get the problem.
如果你做对的事呢，你会得祝福；做不好的事呢，就会有麻烦。
Now we know that after death is when the real judgment comes.
我们都知道死后那真正的审判才来。
That's what the Lord says. It's appointed unto men once to die, but after death, the judgment.
所以这是神耶稣有一次讲，我们是人人且有一死，死后且有审判。
But the other side is this: we often get a reward in this life too.
那同样的道理呢，就是我们在今生有的时候不用等到永恒的审判，今生就能看见。
So the question would be, if we're going to get a reward in this life, why do we get it in this life? Why do we get a reward in this life? Why don't we just get the reward at the end of this life? Why do we have to wait?
那为什么我们能够今生能看见受报的话，为什么要到永生才看？为什么要等呢？
We're all going to get rewarded after death is judgment day.
因为死后是会有审判日啊，这个是每一个人都会有的。
Why do we get it in this life?
那我们为什么要在今生要有呢？
To prove to us we're going to get it in the afterlife.
啊，是给我们证据啊，就是我们在永生也会有。
But it's interesting, one group get it a bit in this life.And the other group get their reward more in this life. Who gets it lesser? Who gets it more?
那在今生接受的回报和永恒里的哪一个多哪一个少？有两群人的。
Okay, who gets it lesser? Who gets it more? I've got to find. I'm.What verse are we looking at? I've lost it. I've got to get there.
31.
That's right. That's why I couldn't find it. We're looking at verses 6 and 7. That's not. It's 31, right. Okay? It says, the righteous will get their reward on earth, but much more the ungodly and the sinner.
所以他这里分两群人啊。如果义人尚且在世尚且受报，那更何况恶人和罪人。所以两群人哪个在永恒里得着的多啊？是恶人和罪人，他们在永恒里审判得着的多。
So the problem is that we would tend to say, "Oh, I'm not going to be real. I can do something bad and get away with it." But the Lord says, "No, I'm going to show you in this life what it is you must follow."
所以我们会说呢，我有可能我说我做一点坏事啊，我可以躲因为我觉得我。躲开就没事了，我不会有什么审判。那神在这里就告诉我们，我在今生就让你看见会有。
But bad people get a reward more often and more clearly than good people.
那恶人和罪人呢？他们看到回报会更清楚啊，会更多。
Okay, so if you do what's right and you don't see an immediate reward, don't worry, you're going to get it. Bad people often get the bad reward early.And the other people get the good reward later.
那做对的事情的话呢，你会回报会晚一些哈。那恶人和罪人呢，他看见的回报会早一些。
Okay, so let's go over to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. I believe that's what it is.
哥罗西书六章。
Galatians chapter
加拉太书六章加拉太书六章新约加拉太书336页
All right, and we're going to read verse 7 to see the principle again.
我们来读第七节，看这个原则是什么。加拉太书六章七节。 不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
All right, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. All right, so the principle is simple. If you're a farmer and you plant corn, what are you going to get in your field?
这个原则很简单，如果你是一个农夫呢，你种的是玉米啊，那你得的是什么？
You're going to get corn. And if you plant beans in your field, what are you going to get? Beans.
你种豆子呢，就得豆子。
Okay. And if you plant weeds in your field, what are you going to get? You're going to get weeds.
你种大麦就得大麦。
Okay. Now that's very simple.
种草就得草。
And God watches what you plant.
那神看着你在种什么。
And God guarantees you plant bad things, you're going to get a bad harvest. You plant good things, you're going to get a good harvest. God sees what you plant.
所以神的原则是你种的是什么呢？你最终一定收的是什么。
We say, oh, that's very important. That's what this chapter in Proverbs is all about.
这就是我们刚才读的箴言那一章想讲的内容。
Now the question is, how do we know that we're going to get the reward of what we plant?
那问题就是我怎么知道我种的要得的回报是什么呢？
See, you can't really see.If you just tell a lie, what are you going to get back?
Lies.
Sooner or later, you're going to get lies.
比方说呢，你撒谎啊，你早早晚晚的，你也要收回来撒谎啊，就被骗。
Jacob told a lie to his father.
所以约雅各呢，向他的父亲撒谎。
It broke his father's heart, changed their whole family.
然后 伤他父亲的心，也改变了他们一家。
Several years later, Jacob's son told a lie to him.
很多年以后呢，雅各的儿子也骗他。
Same result, broke his father's heart and changed the whole family.
做到的效果是一样的，也伤了他父亲的心，也毁了这个家。
Okay, now a scientist can tell you, if you plant a corn, a bean seed in the soil, you're going to get a bean plant.
所以科学家告诉你，你把一个豆子种子种在地里呢，它最后一定长出个豆子。
That's simple science, we know that.
这非常简单。
But what if I tell lies? How do I know that's going to bring a harvest of heartache?
那我们怎么知道我撒谎最后收的是什么呢？
Answer, because God sees and God remembers.
答案是呢，神看见，神也纪念。
And he says, I am going to reward people.
他说呢，我要用这个来回报，来回应每一个人。
So the little verse reads, it says, God cannot be mocked. What's that mean?
神是轻慢不得的。
God cannot be mocked.
有句经文叫神是轻慢不得。
All right, I want you to think of this story.
我要大家想一想这个故事。
Let's pretend that at one point in your life, you say, I don't want to do it God's way. I'm going to do it another way because I know that my way is better than God.
假设你生命中有这么样的时间，你说我不想要用神走神的方式，神的路，我要走自己的路，因为我相信我的路是更好的。
Okay, and so you do it your way.
你可以用自己的方法走，没问题。
Against God's way.
像和神的方法是抵挡的。
And then you die.
然后你死了。
And you go to meet God.
然后你会见到神。
And God says,Did you do what I wanted you to do?
你有没有做我让你做的事呢？
And you say, well, no, God, I didn't. You see, I knew better than you. I knew that you said do this, but I knew it was better to do that.
你会这么说，你说我也知道你告诉往这边走，但是我觉得往那边走更好。
And you look God square in the eye, and you say, now God, you agree with me. I was right, and you were wrong.
然后你直盯着神说，那你要同意啊，我是对的，你是错的。
What do you think God's going to say?
你会觉得神会怎么说？
Do you think God's going to say, yes, I agree, you were right and I was wrong?
你觉得神会说，我同意，你是对的，我是错的吗？
No, God's not going to say that.
神是不会这么说的。
What does our particular line say?
我们这行的经文怎么讲？
It says God cannot be mocked.
神是轻慢不得。
Doesn't say God will not be mocked. It says God cannot be mocked.
他不是说神将来 不能被轻慢，他说神就是不能被轻慢。
And consequently, there isn't one of us who is ever going to be able to say to God on Judgment Day, I was right, God, and you were wrong.
You mean
when we're on Judgment Day, none of us are going to be able to say to God, God, you know,I was right, and God, you know, you were wrong.
在审判日的时候，没有人可以这么说，跟神说呢，我是对的，你是错。
All right, that describes the nature of the God we are responsible to.
这就是描述了这个神呢，我们要向他负责的这个神的本性。
One of the lines regarding Judgment Day goes like this.
然后有些的经文讲到这个末日审判的时候是这么样的。
And I can't remember what that line was. Hang on. My brain's died on me again. yes. The line goes like this. That on Judgment Day, every mouth will be stopped.
他说每万口都会will be stopped.
Will be stopped. Every mouth will be stopped.
都会停下来，都闭嘴了哈。
And all the world will become guilty before God.
那所有的世人都会在神面前知道有罪。
And so God will say to the guilty person,Do you have anything else to say?
神会对那有罪的人说呢，你还有什么话要说吗？
He will say no, Your Honor.
我们一定会说没有。
God is right. God will be right. And on Judgment Day, every one of us will admit we were wrong when we didn't do what He said. He was right.
所以在审判日的时候，我们一定会知道呢。我们是错的，他是对的。
All right. So, these are very, very important things to learn as we go through life. God is right. I am wrong. We'd better go God's way.
也就是非常非常重要，在我们一生中，我们要明白神是对的，我们所认知的是错的，我们要走神的道路。
So, one of my friends used to preach this line often.
我一个朋友经常讲这一段的经文。
It isn't a direct quotation from the Bible, but it's a simple understanding of what the Bible says.
这不是一个直接引用的圣经啊，但是非常好简单理解的方式。
The line goes like this: You can't sin and win.
他说你不能犯罪又赢了。
Okay, you can sin or you can win.
他说你或者犯罪，你或者赢了。
But if you sin, you can't win.
但是你如果犯罪呢，你就赢不了了。
And if you want to win, you can't sin.
如果你想赢呢，你就不能犯罪。
You can't sin and win because God cannot be mocked.
所以你不能又赢又犯罪，因为神是不能轻慢的。
So it makes the world very, very simple.
所以这个会让我们所认知的世界变得很简单了。
So in the book of Romans chapter 1 and verse 20 we read these words.
罗马书的一章二十节我们是这么读的。
Romans 1:20. Romans 1:20, and we can read the verse and then we'll get the theme, but someone read it in Chinese, please. 1:20.
自从神造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但及着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
All right, together. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood
from what has been made,
so that men are without excuse. Okay? So, people are going to say, well, God, I didn't understand. God, you got to forgive me because I've got a really good excuse.
罗马书一章二十节啊，人会说呢，说哎呀，我就是不能明白，我有个很好的理由。
On Judgment Day, how many of us are going to have a good excuse for disobeying God?
你觉得在审判日的时候，我们有多少人能有好的理由来解释为对神的悖逆呢？
None.
没有的。
None of us are going to have a good excuse. We've got all kinds of good excuses now.
我们今天有很多的借口和理由。
But on Judgment Day, we're not going to have a good excuse. God is the judge. He is going to say, "You did it wrong. You know you did it wrong. You are without excuse."
因为神很清楚我们心里的一切，所以在审判日的时候，他会让我们知道我们做错了，也让我们知道其实我们知道我们做错了，所以我们没有任何的。
All right, back now to Proverbs chapter 11. That's where we were starting. Proverbs chapter 11.
我们回到我们一开始的地方哈，就是箴言的十一。
And verse 7.
箴言书的十一章七节。
All right, and it says in Chinese.
十一章七节，恶人一死，他的指望必灭绝；罪人的盼望也必灭绝，也必灭没。
When a wicked man dies, his hope perishes.All he expected from his power comes to nothing. Okay. So, after somebody dies, how much power does he have?
一个人死了以后，他还有多少能力呢？
Nothing.
什么也没有。
Yeah. Sometimes they ask about a rich man. When he died, they say, how much did he leave when he died?And the answer is, he left everything. He didn't take anything with him when he went to death.
有的人会说，当一个富人死了，那他我们问别人啊，他走的时候，他死的时候，他留下多少东西呢？他带走多少东西呢？我们会说，他什么都留下了，他什么也没有带。
The Egyptians, when they buried their kings, used to bury with them.
所以埃及人啊，当他们埋他们的法老的时候，他们经常带很多的陪葬。
Sometimes they would bury silver and gold.
有的时候会陪葬金银呢。
Sometimes they would bury swords, I think.
有的时候会剑啊，会宝剑。
Sometimes they would even bury food. They would bury wheat.
他们有的时候会甚至埋这个陪葬粮食，比如说大麦啊。
And then.The archaeologists have come 3,000, 4,000 years later, and they've opened up those tombs.
然后考古学家啊，几千年以后呢，会打开这些坟墓。
And the body of the dead man is still there.
那死人的骸骨还在那里。
And all of the silver and the gold is still there.
那些的金银也还在那里。
3,000 years and that man hasn't spent any of it yet.
然后呢，都三千年了，那个人一两银子也没有花。
He didn't spend it because he was dead.
他没花是因为他是死了。
Interestingly enough, they've taken some of the wheat and they planted it and it's growing.
然后非常有意思的是呢，那考古学家把那些陪葬的那个大麦呢，等拿一些再来种啊。
3,000-4,000 years later, the wheat is still able to reproduce.
所以三四千年了，死人还是死人，生命还是生命。
But the dead man didn't eat it.
但这个死人就吃不了那东西。
Okay. So what happens when we die? All our hope is gone.
所以只要他死了呢，我们一切的盼望就都没了。
So we were studying in Isaiah 55 in the mornings a few weeks ago.
我们在以赛亚书55章啊，几个礼拜以前我们学习。
And there's a verse there that we studied, and it goes like this: Seek the Lord while He may be found.
他当时这个经文是这么讲的：趁主还可寻找的时候，要寻找他。
Because you see, when a dead man goes seeking forgiveness, he can't find it.
你要知道，一个人死了以后，他要再寻求赦免，罪的赦免就找不着了。
The only time we get forgiveness is when we're alive.
所以呢，我们得着赦免必须在我们活的时候。
So verse 7 says, when a wicked man dies, his hope's all gone.
所以七节说呢，恶人一死啊，他的指望就灭绝了。
All he expected from his power is all gone.
他一切的权柄啊，一切的盼望都灭没了。
Now verse 8 is interesting.
那第八节就更有意思了。
It says the righteous man is rescued from trouble, and it comes on the wicked instead.
义人得脱患难，由恶人来代替他。
Okay, isn't that amazing? The righteous man is rescued from trouble. Who gets the bad.
这义人呢是从患难里被救出来的，那谁是在那里患难里面的？
Somebody else.
其他人咯。
Do you remember the hymn Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me?
你们都记得这首著名的圣诗叫奇异恩典呢？啊，这么样的美好的诗歌救了像我这样的一个恶人。
That particular hymn was written by a man whose name is John Newton.
这个诗歌的作者呢，是一个人，名字叫约翰牛顿。
John Newton was riding in a ship on the Atlantic Ocean many years ago.
他很多年前在大西洋上的一艘船上。
They ran into a terrible storm.
他们碰到一个特别糟糕的风浪。
And the captain said, "All hands on deck."
然后船长说呢，这个所有人都到甲板上来帮忙。
John Newton was lined up to go from the hold up to the deck. The hold is underneath the deck in a ship.
Okay.
Yeah, the hold is where the cargo was, where the people live.
Okay, 就是锚。
He was called to come up from in the ship up to the deck of the ship.
Okay. 他在里面，他被叫到船甲板上去。
And as he was going up, something happened, and he had to step aside. And the man behind him went up in his place. He got what he wanted. He went up later.
然后，他。What's a rope?
No, it wasn't a rope. He was going up the gangplank.
Okay.
He got started, and then he said, "Oh, I got it." And he just stepped aside, and another man went up before him.
他在往上的时候呢，他刚好有点别的事，然后他到一边去了，他去做别的事。然后这时候呢，底下那个人就上来了，然后他就排在那下面那个人之后了。
And when the other man got up ahead of him, a wave caught him, washed him overboard, and the other man drowned.
当那个人上来以后呢，就刚好有阵风浪来了，就把他卷走了，那人就溺死了。
And John Newton said, if I had been there, if I'd gone up in the proper order, I would have drowned.
如果他说呢，约翰牛顿说，如果我是在正确的一个，就原来刚才的那个顺序里呢，那个该死的就是我的。
John Newton became a Christian before they got to land.
那约翰牛顿呢，在他们在这次的这个风浪还没有到岸之前，他就已经得救了。
John Newton said, God save me. The other man came behind me. He drowned. I should have drowned. God save me.
他说神救了我，本来应该死的是我。
Verse 8 says, the righteous man is rescued from trouble. The trouble comes on the wicked instead.
所以义人得脱患难呢，有恶人来代替他。
John says, I wasn't even a righteous man. And God saved me. John bowed his knees. He accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior coming out of that storm before they got back to England.
所以约翰牛顿是也意识到他自己根本称不上义人，所以他在那次旅行还没有结束的时候，他就跪下来接受基督成为他的救主。
What does the righteous person do? The righteous person says, I'd better serve God. He will deliver me. The other person may be destroyed. I want God to protect me.
所以义人做什么事呢？他说我要跪下，我要去寻求神，他会帮助我，他会保护我。
All right, verse 9.
第九节。
And in Chinese, please.
不前进的人用口败坏灵舍，义人却因知识得救。
With his mouth, the godless destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous escape. All right. So the Lord is concerned about what we do, but the Lord is also concerned about what we say.
所以神看顾啊，或者说他关注我们所做的，他也关注我们所说的。
So we want to be very, very careful with the words of our mouth.
所以我们要非常小心我们所说的话。
We could easily say something that could destroy our neighbor.
所以我们很容易会说一些事呢，来败坏我们的邻居。
Sometimes we say things that are very, very bad.
有的时候我们会说非常非常糟糕的事。
And sometimes people hear them and they're very upset.
有的人会听见，然后就会很难受了。
So a lady came up to me one day a while ago, and this is what she said. She said, I am very sorry for that bad thing that I said to you.
有一次呢，有个女士来见我，她说，哎呀，我很内疚，很抱歉，说了对你说了很不好的话。
I said, that's very kind of you, but I can't remember any bad thing you said to me or about me.
然后我就对她说呢，你这样很好啊，但是呢，我也实在没有记不起来你对我说过什么不好的话。
And then I thought maybe I should ask her what she said.
然后我说我是不是我该问一下她到底说了什么。
And then I thought, no, 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 I don't know, I don't want to know what she said.
然后我说不，我根本不想要知道她说了什么。
But I was very impressed that she was concerned she might have said something that would have offended me.
然后我非常高兴她能够意识到她也许说了一些会冒犯我的话。
And I was very thankful that she was humble enough to apologize even though I had not been offended.
然后我也特别高兴她能够如此的谦卑，即使我没有，其实没有被冒犯，她也愿意来道歉。
Be very careful. Don't say things that could offend somebody else.
所以不要说一些败坏人的话。
Sometimes that means we don't say very much.
有的时候这意味着我们就少说一点话。
Because we don't know what might offend somebody.
因为我们也不知道什么话会冒犯或败坏别人。
So sometimes I say it's a very nice day.
有的时候我会说这个天很好啊。
All right. Verse number 10.
第十节。
In Chinese, please.
用中文。
义人享福，何成喜乐？恶人灭亡，人都欢呼。
All right. When the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. Oh dear. So you would want to be the kind of person when you die.Do you want people to say, Yippee, he's dead?
你希望你是这样的人，就当你死的时候，别人都欢呼，哎呀，这个人终于死了。
But there have been some people in the world, when they died, everybody rejoiced.
那地上可真是有这样的人咯，那就他死的时候，很多人都高兴。
We certainly wouldn't want to be among those.
我不希望我们是当中一个啊。
We would like to be...like the righteous people. And it says, when the righteous prosper, the city rejoices.
所以呢，我们希望是义人，我们说义人享福的时候，整个合成都高兴。
And they say, she was a good woman. It couldn't be better for her. We're so glad that she's prospering because she's a good woman.
啊，因为我们都就像他说，举个例子，有个敬虔的姊妹啊，一个妇女，人们看见，哎呦，她是好一个真的很善良的妇女啊，她很享福，她很兴旺，每个人都会为她高兴，全城都会欢乐。
Now, not all politicians understand this verse.
但不是很多的政客能理解这些经文。
But sooner or later, this verse is true.
但是早早晚晚，我们都会看见这些经文应验的。
And so we want to be righteous people. We would like to be led by righteous people.
我们自己也愿意成为义人，也愿意被义人所带领。
And so you would want to vote for somebody who was a good man or a good woman.
所以你愿意投票的时候，你会去选一个人。他或者是个好的男人或者好的女人。
You wouldn't want to vote for someone who is a bad man or woman.
你不想要选一个人是个很糟糕的恶人。
So our mother was speaking to a man one day.
我母亲有一次跟一个人说。
And she said, or he said to her, are you going to vote for Mr. So-and-so?
然后那个人就问我的母亲，你愿不愿意投票给谁谁谁呢？
And she said no.
然后我母亲说不。
He said, well, why not? He can speak two languages really well.
然后对方说呢，那你为什么不投给这个人呢？这个人很聪明啊，他能说两种语言，完全不同的语言都很流利。
My mother said, my own mother can speak English and Gaelic.But we're not going to vote for her either.
然后我母亲就说呢，我自己的妈妈也会说两种语言，英语和 Gaelic 是一种另外一种语言。她说，但是我们不投票给她呀。
He said, "Why aren't you going to vote for her, for him?"
然后她说，你为什么不投呢？
She said, "Because he's not a man of good character."
所以她回答了，所以她母亲最后回答，因为她不是一个那个候选人，不是一个。正直善良的人。
And he said that's not important.
然后对方说呢，这其实不重要啊。
She said the Bible says that's important.
但是他母亲
回答。Good character.
是。
Righteousness. That's what we vote for. We vote for the righteous. Hard to do that because not all people we could vote for are righteous.
所以他母亲说，圣经这么说的，这非常重要，总是要选择义人。
Alright, verse 11 is somewhat similar. It says, through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. but by the mouth of the wicked it is destroyed.
那十一节也非常类似的内容，臣因正直人祝福便高举，却因邪恶人的口就倾覆。
Okay, so it's an amazing thing. When the upright are in a city, the whole city is exalted.
所以非常有意思啊，就当一个城的正直人呢，这个有了以后呢，这个城会被高举的。
When the city doesn't have upright people, it's often defeated.
那如果里面没有正直人呢，他最终就是会被击败的。
So there were some kings in the days of Israel who went to war.
在以色列的时代啊，有些王他要进入战争。
And one of them was a very godly good man.
有当中的一个呢，是一个非常敬虔的好人。
And God basically said, if he weren't here, your armies would be defeated. But because the good man is here, you are going to win the battle.
所以神就借着先知告诉他们，若不是这个好王在你们军队当中啊，你肯定要失败的。但正是因为他在呢，神会借着他来祝福整个军队。
Very often you will read in the Bible the line that God did a good thing for Abraham's sake. Abraham was even dead, but God still did good things for Abraham's sake.
所以我们经常会在圣经里读到，神因着亚伯拉罕的缘故来做一些祝福的事。那个时候呢，讲这些话的时候，亚伯拉罕都老早就死了。
The Bible says exactly the same thing for David. God did good things for the nation for David's sake.
同样的道理呢，因着大卫的敬虔啊，在大卫死后很多年，神依然说呢，因为大卫的缘故，我来祝福谁，祝福整个以色列。
So here's a question for you. Would you like God to do good things for your grandchildren just for your sake?
那现在你问题来了，你愿不愿意神来大大的祝福你的孙子，仅仅是因为你的敬虔呢？
That's what it's all about.
这就是圣经的原则。
And Norm and I will tell you, we think God did good things for us because of our mother and our father and others by the grace of God before them who knew and loved the Lord Jesus.
所以 Norm 跟我们经常会感觉到神祝福我们，真的就是因为我们的父母和我们其他的祖先他们对神的敬虔。
So you say, oh, if I do that good thing, nobody's ever going to notice.
你会这么说，哎呀，我做这些好事没有人会知道啊。
Bible says God notices.
神说呢，圣经说呢，神全知道，神全都注意。
He might not just bless you, he might bless your children. He might even bless your entire city.
神不单单会祝福你啊，他会祝福你的后裔啊，甚至你所在的这座城。
These are marvelous promises.
这是非常好的应许。
Verse 12.
十二节。
A man who lacks judgment derides his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his tongue.
藐视邻居的毫无智慧，明哲人却静默不言。
So don't always be saying bad things about people around you, even if they're bad.
所以即使所以不要总是说你身边的人的不好啊，即使这个人真的不好。
Okay, you don't always have to be saying bad things about people.
你不需要常常说别人不好。
So I told you the story about Harold St. John, his biographies on the wall there.
我给你们讲一个 Harold St. John 的故事，他的传记在那个后面的书橱上。
He was a man who he had several children in his family, and he taught them not to say bad things about other people.
他有几个孩子在家，他经常教导他的孩子呢，不要说别人坏话。
And in particular, he had a rule in his family. We're not going to say bad things about people at our dinner table.
所以他就设了一个原则规定，说在我们的餐桌晚餐桌上呢，不准说别人的坏话。
His children were, they were pretty astute, able children.
然后他的孩子呢是非常聪明也非常有能力的孩子。
And one day they said to him, Dad, you're so good, you would even say good things about the devil.
然后他有一次跟他的父亲说呢，你父亲你是如此的好啊，你会甚至对魔鬼说好话。
And his father's answer was, well, at least he's persistent.
然后他父亲说呢，是啊，那永存的吧。
Okay, that's a good thing to say. The devil, at least he keeps going. That's good to have.
这个魔鬼他就一直存在啊，至少他这点是神给他的。
His children benefited from that kind of life.
然后他的孩子们啊，就在他们的一生中啊，很受益。
He had two sons. One was a medical missionary in Africa.
他有两个儿子，一个呢是去非洲做那个医疗的传道士。
He was so good in medicine that he transformed medicine in the country to which he went as a missionary.
然后他如此的有恩赐啊，他在去的那个国家呢。他就广传这个医疗啊。
Another of his sons became a British scientist.
那另外一个呢，他变成了英国的科学家。
And he was knighted by the King of England for his brilliant contributions to science.
啊，他也有受那个英王召见啊，因为他的科学的成就。另外一个儿子。
Both of them were raised in a home where you couldn't say bad things about people.
他们两个都是在这样的一个家庭养大的，什么家庭呢？饭桌上不准讲别人坏话。
All right, verse 13 carries on.
好，十三节我们继续往下。
In Chinese,
往来传舌的泄露密事，心中诚实的遮隐事情。
A gossip betrays a confidence.But a trustworthy man keeps a secret. All right. So, what do? You know something, you've got a secret, don't tell people the secret.
所以你要做什么呢？如果你真知道一个秘密呢，那你不要告诉别人这个秘密。
So I was speaking, I think, to my sister a while ago, and I said, what?Something about something, and she says, I cannot tell you, that's a secret. I can't tell you that.
前一阵子我问我姐姐一点事情，我说什么什么事，我姐回答说呢，我不能告诉你，因为这是个秘密。
Okay, she never did tell me the secret.
她从来不把密事告诉我。
That's what it should be, we don't tell secrets.
这就是我们要做的，我们总是不要去讲隐秘的事。
Somebody went to a friend one day and said to him, "You can tell me because I know how to keep a secret."
有人会说呢，那你先告诉我吧，我会保密的。
And the person he was speaking to said, "So do I."
然后呢，那个听这话的人就说呢，我也是，我也会保密的，所以我不告诉你。
Verse 14.
十四节。
For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but many advisers make victory sure.
无智谋，民就败落；谋士多，人便安居。
Now, in other versions, that verse is not just for nations, but it's for individuals.
在其他的译本里哈，就不单是国度啊，所以它是更讲人，所以它这里讲的 nation。在我们中文的翻译其实就已经讲到人了，就是民。
It says often we make mistakes when we don't seek counsel.
所以我们经常会犯错误，当我们不去听建议的时候。
But where there are many counselors, there's wisdom.
所以有建议、有谋士的时候呢，就会有智慧了。
So if you were going to do something that was important.And you didn't know what to do. What would you do?
如果你要做一些很重要的事，你也不知道该怎么做，你应该怎么办？
What would be the first thing you'd do?
你第一件事会怎么办？
You'd pray. That'd be the second thing you'd do.
第一件你去祷告，第二件你干什么？
The second thing you do is you'd read your Bible.
第二件事你要去读圣经。
You'd see, I wonder if God can help me, and you'd read the Bible. And then the third thing you would do, you might ask some other people who know how to pray and understand the Bible, maybe even more than you, and you would say, can you give me counsel?
所以呢，第三个呢，第一个是祷告，第二个读经，就是你自己去寻求神的旨意。第三个呢，你去找一个人呢，他比你更会祷告，更了解圣经的啊，你去问他，他是从神那里有智慧来告诉你，这就叫做咨询了。
And then you would get counsel from many people because the wisdom is in many counsel.
所以你要在很多类似这样的人里面，你就会得着智慧，因为智慧总是从神那来的。
And on the basis of much counsel, you would say, I believe.This is the Lord's will for me.
所以在这很多的咨询当中，你就会说啊，这我就明白了，这是神要我做的。
All right, verse 15.
十五节。
对外人作保的必受亏损，憎恶击掌的却得安稳。
All right, he who puts up security for another will surely suffer.But whoever refuses to strike hands in pledge is safe. So don't run around saying to somebody, okay, I'll give you this money, you pay me back later. I will help you here and expect to get the money back. You can help people, but don't expect to get the money back. Don't be the person who's always saying,I will help the other person. That's not wise. If God's put him in a difficult position, you let him work. If you should give him something, you give it to him. But don't say, I will be the guarantor for your debt.
所以不要为别人的债务去做保啊。就是呢，你神让他碰到了困难呢，你如果愿意帮助他，你就帮助他，但你不要期望呢，他在这个之后呢，他能回报你，他能还你啊，这个你总是不能够在当中成为一个保人啊，你要帮助你就帮助，但是没有条件。
All right, let's do verse 16 too.
十六节。
It says a kind-hearted woman gains respect.But ruthless men gain only wealth.
恩德的妇女得尊荣，强暴的男子得资财。
These verses are verses of contrast.
那这些都是对比的经文呢。
And so the first line contrasts with the second line.
第一行和第二行对比。
And so the contrast is between respect and wealth.
那这样的对比呢，在最后一个词呢，就是尊荣和资财的对比。
What would you rather have, respect or wealth?
你要什么呢？你要尊荣还是要资财呢？
Oh, yes.
他两个都要。
Okay, that's right. But if it's either or, you're going to say, I don't need the wealth.I need respect.
如果你只能选一个呢，你应该会说的，我要尊荣啊，我不要资产。
Always good character in God's sight is worth more than money in your pocket.
所以很多时候呢，在神里面的好的品性啊，会远比金钱值钱。
All right, big issues in these verses.The contrasts are great. And we've got to remember that God sees the little things and rewards in the big things. We've got to keep on doing things God's way.
所以神总是在小事里啊查考你的善行和信心，所以我们要按照神的 然后他会给你大的回报，所以我们总是按照神的方式去生活。
Now there are 31 chapters in Proverbs.
箴言书一共有31章。
And each chapter is full of this kind of wisdom.
那每一章里面都有满满的，全是这样的智慧的话。
And so what we do is we read them slowly, we think about them, and then we try to practice them.
所以我们要做的呢，就我们慢慢的读，然后尝试记住它，然后把它用出来。
Many people try to read a chapter of Proverbs every day in their life.
很多人，有一些人呢，他会尝试在他的他每一天呢都读一章箴言，读一章。
Many people just take one or two verses of Proverbs every day to think about them and to say, Lord, I want to live these.
也有人呢，就每天就去嚼那一两节的经文，每一天的一两节的箴言的经文，就跟主说，我愿意按照这个话去行。
But these proverbs are all the wisdom of God for life.
那这些呢，都是从神来的智慧啊，引导我们生活。
And I should have given you time for questions earlier, but we do have a couple of minutes. All of that, are there any questions for you?
我们还有什么问题吗？我们最后还有几分钟，可以留下来给大家问问题。
And when I don't hear questions, I either say to myself, we have made it very clear, or people don't understand enough to ask a question.
我有一个问题、是和浪妈一样，像我们跟外人之间就尽量不要嚼口舌，但是跟自己的儿女当然要说这个人是坏蛋，要提防他，那也是坏蛋，他才能提防别人呢、啊、你什么都不说，都说些无关紧要的啊，天气很好那个什么的，都没有信息交流了。
So she said yeah, we are, you're right, we cannot say bad things of other people, but、
yes.
when we teach our children、
yes.
we always need to say this is a bad example, this is a good example、
yes.
we cannot always say the good weather to
that's our right, that's right. Yeah, it is true, we've got to say that God wouldn't want that, but if you keep focusing on what the Bible says rather than what you might think、the Bible says we are not to judgeBut the Bible itself judges. So we can often say, well, this is what God says about that kind of behavior. Don't have to judge him. We might not know whether he robbed the bank or not. But we could say, God says, don't rob the bank. That way, you're not necessarily condemning the other person, but you are saying what God says.
所以神告诉我们不要去论断别人啊，但是这本圣经本身就是审判人的，所以我们在讲这些话的教导人的时候，我们总是要回到圣经里去，你告诉他圣经是怎么讲的啊。那比如说有一个例子，你讲这个例子他表现出来一个行为，比如说一个同学的一个孩子，你要回到这本圣经说圣经是怎么看待这种事情啊，这个就非常合神的心意了。对，因为圣经本身就能够判断他，对，你总得回到这个圣经的教导上去，因为我们不能论断他的动机，不能审判他。
That solves a lot of problems. And sometimes people come to me and they say to me, "What do you think about that person, or what do you think about that behavior?"
所以有时候有人会来跟我说，你怎么看这个人，怎么看他的行为。
And I often say to them, do you want to know what I think, or would you like to know what God thinks?
然后我经常这么回答，我说你是想听我怎么想的，还是想听神怎么想的？
And then I try to show them from the Bible what God thinks.
然后我就会尝试着把圣经翻开来告诉他们神是怎么看待这种事情。
That's very good, because if they think I'm wrong,They can't blame me, they've got to blame God.
这样很好，因为他如果认为我错了呢，他不能怪我，他得怪上帝。
All right. We are at that magic moment.
时间差不多了哈。
Let's bow our heads and thank the Lord for telling us the truths of wisdom.
我们一起来做个结束的祷告。
Lord, we are thankful that you took the time to teach us the difference between right and wrong and how to live in the difficult ways and days of life.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您借着这样的时间教导我们什么是对和错的，也教导我们如何来过着地上的生活。
Lord, each of us would rather be wise than foolish.
因为我们每一个人都愿意有智慧而不是愚昧。
We want to do the right thing. We want to say the right thing.
我们愿意做和说，对的事。
But very, very often, Lord, we don't know.
但是很多时候我们真的不知道。
And so we thank you for spelling it out for us very often in the book of Proverbs.
我们要谢谢您借着箴言书把这些的真理告诉我们。
And we pray, Lord, then that you will help us, teach us to understand your ways, and then help us to obey what we understand.
主啊，我们要谢谢您借着我们借着箴言告诉我们这些道理，更让我们愿意顺服。
So we thank you, Lord, and we commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name.
主啊，谢谢您，我们把自己交在您的手里，求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.